Have you heard of Yogananda, Juliet? Paramahansa Yogananda. You haven't heard of?
Not before just now.
Huh?
Not before just now.
Oh. She's very precise in her reply, huh? It's a good reply.
I haven't read anything yet because right now I have to listen.
Yeah. Good. But you must have read a lot of other books, no?
Yes.
What other books? Anatomy? Human anatomy? Yeah. There's nothing to be read, you know. Baba never encouraged us to read his books also. We don't know. Well, she was asking about improvised ego. And I said, oh God, we are in now deeper waters now. Well, I don't know anything about that. You see. I had heard that provisional ego and all that sort of thing, you know. But nothing, I know nothing about it. Yeah. She didn't encourage us to read. Now, there were some philosophers here who had come, a panel of them, because through Dr. Deshmukh, who has translated the discourses, he was a doctor in philosophy. And because he was the head of the Department of Philosophy, there were others also around, the professors and others, they had all come here. And he's introducing them and they are saying things, different studies, you see, in philosophy and all that. So Baba listened to them, heard them, encouraged them to talk more about it and all that. And at last he ended the whole interviews with a panel of them. And so he says, you know, for me the definition of philosophy is simple thing made difficult is philosophy. That stopped them from any further jabbing. Simple thing made difficult. Important thing, Baba would say, I have been repeating this because last years he used to say many such things. In the last years, very pithy things he had said. And one of that is this, that see how people in the world are striving to find God, but it's not possible to find Him. How can you find something that is not lost? They want to find God. But God is not lost to find Him out. What is needed is not to find Him, but to lose yourself. And God is imminent. God is omnipresent. You have put a veil on yourself, you see, on your true self, the truth that you are. And you're trying to find. How is it possible to find Him? Remove the veil. And he's there. Manifestation is there. And then he would say, you know, all the libraries in the world are filled with, all the shelves are filled with books, you know, how to find God and all that. Now the time has come to have many more books to replace that. And the books should be on how to lose yourself, not to find God. Yeah. Who knows, posterity will be keeping themselves busy, you know, and trying theses on how to lose yourself. And then books will be printed.
Well, they have all those how-to books are very popular now.
How
to build this, how
those
to build
are self-help
that. Books. Yeah, self-help
so
books.
You need
and I'll just have another
non-self-help. Self-loss.
Why are you tearing your pants?
Harish, before you lose something, though, you have to know that you have it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel that before I'm going to lose myself, I have to really find myself. You know, I mean, unless I have something there to give up and surrender, I'm not really, like, surrendering anything. You know, it becomes just sort of like a passive, abject turning off instead of just giving it up.
But it doesn't require for a human being to know. He knows himself. He knows his strength. He knows his limitations. He knows his anger. He knows his jealousies. He knows he has this great ego, self-respect, and all these things are there. So, section after section is to be lost, you see. There's great performances, there's great faculties that are there. All these things that he knows that he has. Intrinsically it is there, but because he knows what I'm made of. But who am I, he does not know. So in order to know that, you have to lose whatever, what you are. You have to lose yourself to know who you are. And whatever you be, you have to surrender. Unburden yourself. Yeah. But if you do not know what you are, then my hat's off to you. I have reached a stage how unworthy I am from my being so worthy, so being so useful, being so truthful, being so energetic, being so strong, and all sorts of things, you see. And all that. So the stage has come when I feel myself what I am. I'm so unworthy. Let us hope that unworthiness is shed also. So nothing is left behind. And repetition of his name, remembering him time and again during the lifespan that we have, gradually wears what we are, wears out what we are. Singing songs, singing devotional songs, remembering him who is without any impressions. So those impressions are imbibed. Through those impressions of the one who is without impressions, our own impressions are uprooted, and gradually we wear ourselves out. That's the only thing. But going through all this process is no, it's very tedious, you know, Julia. Baba says to us, all that you need to do is do your business. Once and for all, be determined to be mine and leave the rest to me. And no sooner you are determined to be mine, then leave it to me and I will work out my way through whatever you are. Like that.